welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is basic debugging techniques for the WebSphere Transformation Extender node for WebSphere Message Broker. Today's presenter is Paul Brett. Paul is a senior enterprise support analyst at the IBM WebSphere Transformation Extender Level 2 Customer Support in the UK. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Paul.
Hello, good afternoon or good morning, everybody. As already mentioned, this is the basic debugging techniques talk using the WebSphere Transformation Extender node for WebSphere Message Broker. And my name is Paul Brett. Okay, if we could move on to slide 2, I will go through the agenda for today's meeting. The first topic I'm going to discuss is when you would use these techniques and why you would use them. Then we'll go on to a brief discussion of how we would use these techniques, including activating the audit log, the content trace, the backup files, the adapter connectivity traces. Finally, we'll end with a summary of the session, and then I'll introduce any further reading, the final section allowing for questions and answers in a general forum. So we could move on to slide 3. When would be the best time to use these techniques? If you have the message broker message flow running, and you find that a message has been redirected to the nominated failure point, and it appears that the WTX node is at fault, that's when you would use these techniques. You would already have ascertained that the environment has been able to run a simple blob-to-blob transformation using the WTX product, and therefore you can be confident that there is an actual problem with the mapping itself. The maps, trees, and data would need to be available to you to be able to use these techniques, and they would be used within the design studio to ascertain the cause of the problem. If we could move on to slide 4, please. What is the point of using these techniques? What benefits do they bring the WebSphere message broker developer? Diagnosis of the underlying transformation failure is very difficult to achieve by the Level 2 WebSphere Message Broker team. The WebSphere Transformation Extender team are better placed to be able to diagnose these faults for you, and if the fault can be replicated outside of the WebSphere Message Broker product, it makes the job a whole lot easier. Even if the issue cannot be replicated outside of the WebSphere TX message node, this at least helps pinpoint the possible cause of failure, and it can be ascertained that it is the handoff from one product to the other that may be at fault. Moving on to slide 5. The first way of getting diagnostics and the first port of call for any problem to do with the WebSphere Transformation Extender is the audit log. The audit log is activated by going into the map menu, selecting the map settings option, and in the map settings tree, you'll find the map audit branch where there is a switch which can be turned off or on. Once that is turned on and the map has been compiled, the next time the map is invoked from the message broker, an audit log will appear in the designated place. This log needs to be examined for clues as to the cause of the map failure. Moving on to slide 6. We have a small example of the audit log shown there. It's an XML-like structure, as you can see, and the source of the message of the error is plainly visible within the first few lines of a standard audit log. As you can see there, it says source not available, and indicating which source is not available, it's telling us that card 1, trying to read a file called input.txt from the wire drive cannot be found. The adapter return code and the number of bytes read can also be useful in determining the cause of the fault. Moving on to slide 7. The audit log may not be able to point towards a particular card as being the cause of the problem. For example, the audit log there says one or more inputs was invalid. This is where you would need to activate further logging options back in the Map Designer to trace down the cause of the problem. We can move on to slide 8. Once field audit log has indicated a problem with the inputs. The export of call for the WebSphere Transformation Extender developer would be to activate the content trace. This can be done once again in the Map Designer from the Map menu Map Settings option. Just below the Map Audit section is Map Trace section, and there are various options which need to be switched on. And as you can see there, it has been switched on in the picture with input content tracing set for all. All cards will now report the content tracing the next time that map is compiled and executed via the message broker. Moving on to slide 9, we have a short excerpt from a content trace. Content traces are best viewed from the bottom upwards. Many of the faults on simple message types are immediately obvious from reading from the top down. However, many of the more complicated message types, such as XML or Swift, it can be easier to read the content traces from the bottom upwards. It can find the most catastrophic fault first that way. As you can see there, Apple has been read in as a piece of text, and the execution engine was expecting a number item, and therefore its type is in error. Not all faults are immediately obvious, as there can be several possibilities to go through, but this content trace is the place to find errors within your data. Moving on to slide 10. If the source of the data is not a flat file and is something more complicated, such as WebSphere MQ message or a database table query, it can sometimes be very difficult to match up what you actually receive in the content trace with what you perceive to be getting from the third-party software. When this happens, it can be useful to activate the input backup and capture the data presented by WebSphere Message Broker or the third-party product and output that to a plain text file on map execution. That option is once again available in the Map Designer in the Map menu and card settings, and can be activated on a per card basis. Moving on to slide 11. When third-party connectivity is found to be the cause of the problem, in your audit log you have one or more messages that say input not available or something along those lines, a third-party adapter trace is required. In your card or in your rule where you're using the third-party adapter, you would add a minus T command to the connection string, and this will produce an adapter connectivity trace. These can be useful for diagnosis of connection errors and other such errors that have to do with content being incorrect. Passwords, usernames, are shown in the content, although the passwords are masked. It can be useful for diagnosing a variety of third-party connectivity issues. Moving on to slide 12. To summarise, when you have an issue with the WebSphere TX node within WebSphere Message Broker, the first port of call is to activate and use the audit log. It is your number one source of failure information. You would then attempt to pinpoint the source of the failure using either the content traces or the backup files to enable replication of the fault outside of Message Broker in the WebSphere Design Studio itself once you have the flat file representations of how the map is receiving the data. And finally, we went through the adapter connectivity traces, which can help with diagnosis. But one thing I would like to stress is that occasionally a map that cannot get third-party connectivity within Message Broker, it's simply down to an environmental issue. And one of the things to check would be that all libraries are available from both environments before spending a long time on map connectivity issues. Moving on to slide 13. This slide includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. Developer Works offers an in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages point you to webcast and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open and update view PNRs online. And the My Support link on all product support pages let you sign up for a weekly email update for products of interest to you. That's the end of my talk for today. I hope you found it interesting. I'll pass the session back over to Joseph.
Thank you, Paul, for a great presentation. At this point, Sarah, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We go from Tim Halbert.
Hello, is there any non-recreating a map a bit ways to do this tracing rather than have to recompile the map?
With the WebSphere Message Broker version that I was using, which was version 6, there was no way to activate any of these tracing options natively within the Message Broker flow. They all have to be activated from the Design Studio. The later version of the WebSphere TX node may include better features, and I'll have to investigate and get back to you on that one.
There is the ability to turn on normal or debug trace at the broker level. What information would be provided by doing that for specifically around the transformation node?
The WebSphere transformation node makes no use of the debug options in WebSphere Message Broker as of version 6.
Thank you.
We have no further questions at this time.
Thank you, Sarah. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.